Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Amud Beis. We're holding on Chaf Amud Aleph, 9 lines from the bottom, by the two dots, Amana L'Kayin Gadol. So before we begin, just a short Hakdama. So when it comes to the Isser of an Almana to a Kayin Gadol, so we know that a Kayin is not allowed to marry a Grusha, I mean the Rabbanan, he's also not allowed to marry a Chalutza, he's not allowed to marry a woman that had Chalitza done to her. A kain gadol, besides the isser of grusha and chalutza, a kain gadol has on top of that also an isser of marrying an almana. Now there's part of that isser that's a laisaseh and part of the isser that's naseh. The lashon of the Torah is a laisaseh. It says almana lo yikach, that a kain gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. However, the pasuk continues over there, and it says isha bebesuleha yikach. It says that there's a nasei that a kain gadol has to marry a besula. Anytime a lady was with another man, so then a kain gadol is not allowed to marry her. There's a nasei of isha bebesuleha yikach. He has to only marry a besula. So it comes out that if you have an almana from Erisin, that she never consummated the marriage with her husband, so then she'll have a laisase to the kain gadol. She'll have almana layikach. Even if her husband dies, she'll still be asked to the kain gadol, she'll be mother to a kain, but she'll be asked to a kain gadol, al sister of almana layikach, that the kain gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. However, in such a case where she never completed the marriage, she never did nisuin, so there will not be an assay of isha b'besuleh ha'yikach, because she is a besula. So it will be mutter al stasei of isha b'besuleh ha'yikach, he'll just have a leisasei of almana la'yikach. As opposed to a woman who was almana min ha'nesuin, she did full marriage with her husband, they were together, and so then if her husband dies, so now there'll be two isurim for the kain gadol to marry her. One of almana la'yikach, that's the general isser, that he's not allowed to marry any sort of almana. And then he'll also have an assay of isha b'besuleha yikach, that he has to marry a besula, and this lady's not a besula. Now, this comes up in our Gemara, because our Mishnah gave three different categories of ladies. An isser erva, the Mishnah said, so then there's no chalitza and there's no yibam. An isser mitzvah and an isser kedusha, which we'll go back to in a second, so then there's chalitza, but there's no yibam, and so we said then there is even going to be yibam. In that middle category where there's chalitza but no yibam, we said is isser mitzvah and isser kedusha. The way the Mishnah explained isser mitzvah and isser kedusha is that isser mitzvah refers to the shniyais midivrei seifrim, the rabbanan arayis, and it's a mitzvah l'shmaya divrei chachamim. That's why it's called isser mitzvah. And isser kedusha refers to ladies who have all sorts of other types of yisurim. That's not kareis. It's not an isser erva. But there's other types of isurim, like a grusha and a chalutza, an amana l'kayin gadol, a mamzer or a mamzeres, and a nasin and a nasina, all these other types of isurim. So those were included in isur kedusha. Amongst that list was an almana l'kayin gadol. So says the Gemara now, that kapasik vitani, the lashon of the Mishnah was very sasam. It just said that included in the list of people that they're not allowed to do yibam, they have to do chalitza, is an almana who falls to a kain gadol. If an almana of Reuven, if Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and then Reuven now dies, and Shimon's a kain gadol, so it's an isser of almana l'kain gadol. In such a case, almana l'kain gadol, so there the Mishnah said, there's no yibam, there's only chalitza. Now the Gemara is medayik that it said stam, almana l'kain gadol. Kapasik v'tani, lo'ishnam min ha'nesuin, v'lo'ishnam min ha'erisin. The Mishnah was not mechalik what this almana is from. Is she an almana from Nesuin or only an almana from Erisin? The Mishnah did not differentiate. It's mashma that even if she's just an almana from Erisin, where there's no assay of Bebesuleha Layikach, even if she's just an almana from Erisin, she just has a lais assay of almana Layikach, even still the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyabimer. He has to do chalitza. Now I ask the Gemara, now why is that true? Bishlama min ha-nisuin, I understand when an almana from nisuin falls to the Kohen Gadol. So I get it. I get that he's not allowed to do yibum because she has an iser asay and a leis asay. Asay v'leis asay. She's an asay and a leis asay. Besides the leis asay of almana lo yikach, she also has an iser asay of isha b'besula ha-yikach. An almana from nisuin, I get it. She's an asay and a leis asay. And mamela yibum is not going to be daicha that iser because ve'ein asay daicha leis asay va'asay. The asay of yibum doesn't have the power to override iser leis asay ve'asay. But ask the Gemara when she's only an almana from Erisin. So why is that true? Why can't the Kohen Gadol be miyabim her? Leisa say greidahu. In such a case where she's just an almana from Erisin, so there's no assay of isha b'besula ha'yikach. All she has is the iser leisa say of almana la'yikach. So she's just a leisa say. If so, yavai assay, the assay of yibam should come the yidcha leisa say, and it should be daicha the leisa say of Amana Layikach. So why does the Mishnah say it's stam that a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyabim in Amana? L'chayra, it should depend. If she's an Amana from Nisuin, so then yes, in a Hanami, he's not allowed to be miyabim her. But if she's just an Amana from Erisin, so then l'chayra Yibam should override her Isser of Amana Layikach. So why don't we say that? Why don't we say that the Kohen Gadol could be miyabim in Amana from Erisin? That's the Gemara's question. The Gemara is going to give a few attempts to try to answer this question. We're not really going to get to the final teretz until we get to the bottom of Chaf HaMebeis. Until then, the Gemara is just going to give, I believe it's three attempts to try to answer this question. Why don't we say that the Kohen Gadol is allowed to be miyabim in Amana from Erisin? L'chayru, we should say that the Asay of Yibam should be daicha the Leisa of Amana Layikach. And since she's only an Amana from Erisin, there's no Asay, it's just a Leis Asay Greda. So L'chayru, we should say that Asay Deich Leis Asay. So says the Gemara, attempt number one. Amar Rav Gidel, Amar Rav. Rav Gidel says in the name of Rav, I'll tell you why there's no Yibam. It's because even though you might think in Svarad, oh, Asay Deich Leis Asay, but Amar Krav, we have a Pasuk that says otherwise. We have a Pasuk, Einachanami, Misvara, I would have said that Yibam should be Deicha, but we have a Limud, we have a Drasha that teaches us that in a case where there's even just the Leis Asay Greda, the Halacha is that there's no Yibam. What's the Drasha? Where do we see the Torah telling us this, that when there's a Leis Asay, so then you're not allowed to be miyabimer, because Amar Kra, the Torah says, va'also yevimtei hashara. If you look at the whole pasuk, it's the varim chaf hei zayin. So the pasuk starts off, it's talking about, it's leading into the parish of Chalitza. It says, ve'im lo yachpay tzayish lekachas es yevimtei. It says that if the Yavam does not wish lekachas to marry es yevimtei, he doesn't want to marry his Yavama, so then va'also yevimtei hasha'ara. So then he goes with the Yavama to the gate, to the Zakenim, and he said, and she says, my Yavam doesn't want to take me, and etc. So the lashon of the pasuk is, though, again, it says that if the man doesn't want to marry his Yavama, so then the Yavama should go to the Shara. Now, the second time the pasuk says the word Yavama, it's extra. We already know the subject of the pasuk is the Yavama. It says if he doesn't want to marry the Yavama, so then the Yavama should go to the Shara. The pasuk could have said much more simply. It could have just said that if the man doesn't want to marry his Yavama, so then she should go to the Shara. Why does it have to repeat the Yavama should go to the Shara? That word Yavama is extra. So says Rav Gidal Marav that Amar Krav also Yavimta Yashara, this extra word Yavama, She'in Tamulaymer Yavimta. We already know that we're talking about the Yavama. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat this word, this extra word Yavimtai? So Matamalaimar Yavimtai, Yeshlacha Yavama Achas, Sha'ila Lechalitza, Ve'ena Ayla Li'ibam. The Torah is coming to tell us that there is a certain type of Yavama that even though you're not able to marry her, you're not allowed to marry her, she's Ayna Ayla Li'ibam, still she's Ayla Lechalitza, she still requires Chalitza. Ve'ezayzu Chayvei Lavin. And this is referring to Chayvei Lavin, which means like this. The way Rashi explains is that if the Pasuk would have left out this word Yavimtai, if the Pasuk would have just said, V'imla Yachvei Tzish Lekachas Es Yavimtai, Va'alsa Hasha'ara, if it would have said that if the man doesn't want to marry his Yavama, so then she goes up to the gate, it's mashma that who requires Chalitza? Who requires to go up to the gate? Only only the type of person who the Yavam doesn't want to marry her, which means that he's technically allowed to marry her, and he's choosing not to marry her. But what would be if it's asra for him to marry her? What would be if he's not allowed to marry her? So then there's no chiyuv chalitza, and that's actually going to be the general rule, that generally if Yavama is not ayla liyivam, she's eino ayla lechalitza. It's learned from this pasuk that if she doesn't, it's only if he doesn't want to marry her, that's when she goes to do chalitza. But if he's not able to marry her, so then she doesn't go to do chalitza. Then there's no, if it's eino ayla liyivam, it's eino ayla lechalitza. However, says Rav Gidal Marav, that from the fact that the Torah uses the extra word yevimtai, it's coming to be meramis to us that there's one exception. There is an exception of a person that even though she's not oyla liyivam, she's oyla lechalitza. And that's referring to chayve lavin. If so, it comes out that we have a pasuk which is telling us that chayve lavin are not oyla liyivam. That chayve lavin, you only do chalitza. So we wanted to know, why is it that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyabim the amanim and the erisin? The answer is because it's learned out from a pasuk. It's learned out from a pasuk that when it comes to this lav of amanah layikach and amanah mina erisin, where you only have a iser leisa say of amanah layikach, the Torah says that she's eino oila liyibam and she's oila lechalitza, that you have to do chalitza with her and you're not allowed to do yibam. Ask the Gemara. The pasuk doesn't say anything about chayve lavin. It's telling us clearly that there's an exception, or at least that's the drasha, that there's an exception to the rule. There's the type of amanah, there's a type of iser, that even though she's eino ayla liyibam, you still requires chalitza. So ve'ema chayve krisis. Ask the Gemara, how do you know it's referring to chayve lavin? Maybe it's referring to chayve krisis. Maybe by chayve krisis. So even though there's not going to be any yibam, there's still a chiv to do chalitza. And the chamish esrei nashim that we spoke about, that they're potter from yibam and chalitza, really maybe we should darsh from here that they're chayv and chalitza. That even though they're not ayla liyibam, they're ayla lechalitza. Says the Gemara, no, because Amar Krav im liyach peitzis lekachas. Because we know that the pasuk says before that, it says that only if he doesn't want to marry her, so that's when she does chalitza. Mashma, that the type of lady who does chalitza is the type of lady that hachafetz meyavim, that if the yavam wanted to marry her, he'd be allowed to. Which is from here we learn a rule that koila oila liyibam oila lechalitza, v'chol she'en oila liyibam eino oila lechalitza. That the only time there's a requirement to do chalitza is if there was a possibility of doing yibam. So we darshan that chayve krisis don't have chalitza, because since you weren't able to be miyabim her, so therefore there's no chalitza. Well, ask the Gemara, wait a second. See, hachi chayvi lavin ami. When it comes to the isra of amanu layikach, or really any chayvi lavin, so say the same thing, that the chayvi lavin do not require chalitza. You told me before that chayvi lavin require chalitza. I asked you that maybe that drush is speaking about chayvi krisis, so you tell me that no, because we have this claw which comes from the beginning of the pasuk, which says that anybody who's not ayla liyibam is not ayla lechalitza. So maybe chayvi lavin are part of that claw as well, and chayvi lavin who are not ayla liyibam, maybe they're not ayla lechalitza as well. Says the Gemara, no, harabi rachmani yevimtai, because we know that yevimtai is coming to say that there's an exception. So really we're in a pickle over here, because we have the general rule that's learned out from the beginning of the pasuk, that anybody who's not ayla liyibam is not ayla lechalitza. It's only the type of person that the yavam could have been miyabim, so then she's ayla lechalitza. But if he was not able to be miyabim her, so then she's not ayla lechalitza. On the other hand, we have this drasha of yevimtai, which is mashma that there's an exception. So we were saying until now that Yevimta is coming to teach us that Chayvi Lavin require Chalitza, and the beginning of the Pasuk, the Klal, that anyone who's not Oyla Liyibam is not Oyla Lechalitza, that's talking about Chayvi Krisis. But ask the Gemara, Marisa, how do you know to darshan it that way? Maybe it should be the opposite. Maybe the Klal was said about Chayvi Lavin, that since they're not Oyla Liyibam, they're not Oyla Lechalitza. And the exception of Yevimta, that there's an exception to the rule that even though they're not Oyla Liyibam, they still require Chalitza, maybe that was said about chayve krisis. So which the Gemara says, as it usually does, that when you have this type of situation, you have to use logic. You have to see which one's more mistaber. So says the Gemara, turning on Talmud Beis, says the Gemara, mistabra that chayve lavin tafsi bu kedushin. it makes more sense to say that Chayvei Lavin will be the exception, because even though you're not allowed to marry her, but at least Tafsi Behu Kedushin, at least the Kedushin is Chal. At least when a person marries a woman that has a Chi of Lav, at least the Kedushin is Chal. Whereas Chayvei Krisus, like Tafsi Behu Kedushin, there's Bechlal not Shayach to marry her, she's totally Mufka, and Mamela there won't even be a Parsha of Chalitza when it comes to Chayvei Krisus, but when it comes to Chayvei Lavin, there will be. So again, all this was brought though because we had a question that why does the Mishnah say in a very sasimdik way that an almana to kain gadol, so they're only allowed to do chalitza, they're not allowed to do yibam. It's mashma even an almana from Erison who only has a leis asay, there's no asay, even though she's just an almana from Erison with just a leis asay, we still do not allow the kain gadol to be miyabim her. We asked why not asay the leis asay. Ultimately, the teretz of Gidal Marav is that in a chanami. Be'etzem, yeah, you're right. We would say asay de chaleis asay, but we have a drasha to tell us, we have a drasha that by Ochai Ve'lavin, they only do chalitza, and they're not allowed to do yibam. Now, Masav Rava, Rava asked the kasha. You're telling me that there's a daraisa, that Ochai Ve'lavin, there's a daraisa that they're not allowed to do yibam? Ask Rava like this. We learned in the Braisa that Isra Mitzvah ve Isra Kedusha, when it comes to Isra Mitzvah, which are the Shniyais, and Isra Kedusha, which is these other Isurim, amongst them Amana L'Kayin Gadol. So the halacha is that Ba'aleha Eichalatzla, if Lamaisa the Yavam was Miyabim her, or he did Chalitza with her, he wasn't supposed to. You have Ruvain who's married to two wives. Ruvain is married to Rachel and to Shprinza. And Rachel is Aser to Shimon, either because she's an Iser Mitzvah, she's one of the Shniyais of Shimon, or she's an Iser Kedusha, for example, she's a Grusha, and Shimon's a Kayin, or she's a Mana now, and Shimon's the Kayin Gadol. Whatever the case is, Reuven is married to Rachel to Shprinza, Rachel is Aser to Shimon, and so Shimon is not supposed to be Miyabimer. Shimon's allowed to do Chalitza, that's the din of our Mishnah. That when it comes to Iser Mitzvah of Iser Kedusha, so Shimon is only allowed to do chalitza. He's not allowed to do yibam. Says the Braisa that let's say ba'aleha. Let's say Shimon does what he's not supposed to do. And he's miyabim her. There's a leisa say he wasn't supposed to. There's a leisa say he wasn't supposed to be with her. And he was with her anyways. Eichalatzla, or if he does chalitza. Now that's derech agav, because that's technically mutter. But if he was miyabim her, or he did chalitza. So the halacha is that niftara tzarasa. So Shprinza goes out scot-free, even though Shimon was not supposed to be Miyabim Rachel, L'maisa, if he does, so then Shprinza goes out scot-free. Now wait a second. V'isalkadaita chayvei lavim ida araisa l'chalitza ramia l'yibam l'yiramia. If you're going to tell me Rav Gidal Amarav's teretz that chayvei lavim, we learn out from a pasuk that there is no yibam by chayvei lavim, even though misvara you would have said yes because I say deichaleis asay, but it's learned out from a pasuk that mida araisa there is no yibam by chayvei lavim. If that's the case, so then how does Shprinza go out scot free when Shimon is Miyabim Rachel? When Shimon is Miyabim Rachel, they might call it Yibum, but it's not Yibum because Midaraisa, she's not Chayvin Yibum. It's not Yibum, it's just Amamaisisnos. So how does Shprinza go out scot free when Shimon is Miyabim Rachel? Midaraisa, if you're telling me it's a Dindaraisa that they can only do Chalitza, there is no Yibum, there is no Parsha of Yibum between Shimon and Rachel because she's an Isser Kedusha, she's a Laisaseh to him, and by all Laisaseh, there is no Yibum. So how does being Miyabim or help? Even b'diavad, how does that help the free Shprinza? Ki ba'aleha my nifter atzarasa. Why does Shprinza go out scot free when Shimon is miyabimer? So says the Gemara that who ma'isiv la v'hu mefarik la. Rava asked this question and Rava answered it himself. He said, and it's a daichik in the Braisa, but said Rava that I can answer for Gidal Marav. I can't prove him wrong from this Braisa. In all honesty, I can't honestly say that this Braisa is a tiyufta der of Gidal Marav tiyufta. That I can't say. Because you can answer like this. You could say that litzstadin katani. You could say that the Braisa is saying it litzstadin. Which means that the Braisa's ruling is not going back on both cases of Isra Mitzvah and Isra Kedusha. It's going litzstadin. That ba'aleha a Isra Mitzvah and chalat that's la Isra Kedusha. When it said that if he's miyabim her, the tzar goes free, that was just going back on the case of Isra Mitzvah, the Shniyais, which are only Asr Midarabanim. But Midaraisa, she's a Bas Ibam. So since Midaraisa, it's a full Ibam, so that's why Shprinza goes out scot-free when Shimon is miyabim Rachel. However, when it comes to Isra Kedusha, so then Enechanami, Ibam would not free the Shprinz, would not free Shprinza, would not free the Tzara. The only thing that would free her is if Shimon is, does Chalitza with Rachel, so then the Tzara goes out scot-free. That's how you can be Madche, that's the Pshan and the Braisa. The Masa of Rava, Rava asked a different Kasha, from a different Braisa. The Braisa says that when it comes to a Petsua Daka, Ukroshafcha, Sris, Adam, Vehazakin, when it comes to all these different types of men who are unable to have children. Now, a Petsu Daka and a Kroshavcha, their mamish, their injuries, which make them not able to have children, sugyas that come up later in Mesachas Yevamos, so it's different types of injuries. Those injuries actually make them usher to marry a Yisraelis. The Lashon of the Torah is L'yavai Petsu Daka, Kroshavcha, Bekal Hashem. They're not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. So they have actual a laisa say. And the Braisa says about all these different categories of people, amongst them people that have a laisa say, mamish, to marry a Yisraelis. The other two are the Sris Adam, who stam can't have children. The Hazakin is a man who's much older, and also because of his age, he's unable anymore to have children. So the halacha is o chaltzin, ay miyavmin. They could either do chalitza, or they could do yibam. Now that's of course not true. Someone who's a laisa say is not allowed to do yibam. Explains the Braisa like this. Kate said, what do we mean? We mean b'dieved. We mean like this. That Mesu, if let's say Reuven, the dead brother, he was one of these types of people. Reuven was a Petsua Daka, or Reuven was a Kreshavcha, a Sris Adam, or a Zakein. V'lahem Achim, and Reuven has a brother who's not, who doesn't have one of these conditions. V'lahem Nashim, and Reuven, when he was married to a wife, and now Reuven died, so now his wife falls to his brother Shimon. So the halacha is va'amdu achin va'asu maimer b'nishayseihen. If the brother Shimon goes up and he does maimer with Reuven's wife, or v'nasnu get, or he gives her a get, which doesn't make her go free, but once the halacha is that once the yavam gives a get to the yavama, so then he's not allowed to marry her anymore, even though the get doesn't free her, but it makes it, and now it's aser to do yibam, now they have to do chalitza. So if he gives her maimer, or he gives her a get, v'chaltula, or if he does chalitza with her, in all these cases, masha, asu, lamaisa, what they did is done, and it works, it has an effect. And also, even if they do yibum, which they were not supposed to do, there is no chiyev, but lamaisa, if they do, so then lamaisa, it works with the yevet. Now, we're going to focus on the end of this braisa, the seifa. The seifa says like this, that mesu achim, let's say the brother of one of these people died. Shimon is the one with one of these conditions. Shimon was the petsua daka, the krushavcha, the shris adam, or the zakin. And his brother Reuven did not have any of these conditions. And Reuven was married to Mrs. Reuven, and Reuven died without having any children. Mesu achim, v'amdu haim. And then one of the Shimon, who had one of these conditions, got up, and he did maimer with Mrs. Reuven. V'nasnu get, or he gave a get, or he did chalitza, mashasu asu. What he did is done. It works. And if he does yibam, if he's baalu, so then kanu. The halacha is that he's kind of her. It's chal. It works. He's married now to Mrs. Reuven. However, v'asur l'kaiman, he's not allowed to stay married to her. Mishum shenemar, because the pasuk says. It says, there's a leisa say, a continuous leisa say. It's not one and done. It's not like just because he did it, so now it's now the leisa say goes away. What he did was wrong. But lemaisa, he's married to her because it's only a leisa say. And now he has to divorce her because he's not allowed to be married to her because every time they're together, it's an iser lav. So now says the Gemara, though, fract Rava, v'isal kadaita chayvi lav amidar reisa, l'chalitza ramya, l'li yibom le ramya. Same question really as before, but now from this braisa, that if you, Rav Gidal Amar Rav, are correct, that the iser for a kain gadol to be miyabim in amana, or for any leisase, the iser to do yibam, even though you should say asay derech leisase. If you're going to tell me that the iser is midaraisa, it's because we learn now from a pasuk that there is no parsha of yibam when it comes to a leisase. So if there is no parsha of yibam when it comes to a leisase, how could the braisa say in ba'alu kanu that if they're together, so that they're kainer through one mechanism, there is no parsha of yibam? Again, they might call it what they're doing yibam, but for all intents and purposes, it's just the ma'isa's nusba'alma. It's completely not yibam. So how could the braisa say in ba'alu kanu? So says the Gemara, this already puts Rav Gidal Marav in a corner. This actually shugs up the shita of Rav Gidal Marav, and Ela Amar Rava, a different shot. Ela Amar Rava, not like Rav Gidal Marav. It can't be it's learned from a pasuk. If it's learned from a pasuk, so then we have this brisa which clearly says otherwise. This brisa says that b'di'eved, the yibum would be chal. So elamai, we're going back to our question. Our question was, is again, why is there an iser for a kain gadol to be miyabim in almana mina erisin? The brisa, the Mishnah on Chafam and Aleph had said that an almana, that a kain gadol la almana, so they're only allowed to do chalitza, they're not allowed to do yibum. It's mashma from the Mishnah, even if she's just an almana from erisin. The question is why an almana from erisin doesn't have an Isra Asay. She is a Basula, so there is no Isra Asay of Isha Basula HaYikach. The only Isra is the Lais Asay of Amana LaYikach. If there's only a Lais Asay, L'chayr, we should say that the Asay of Yibam should be Daicha, the Lais Asay of Amana LaYikach. Why don't we say that? Why don't we say that they could do Yibam? So Ela Amar Rava like this. Ela Amar Rava, Amana Mene Erisin Nami Asay V'Lais Asay Hu. You're mistaken. You're assuming this whole time that an Amana Mene Erisin only has a Lais Asay, that there is no Asay. It's just a Lais Asay. And Mameli, you're bothered that why don't we allow them to do Yibam? The Asay of Yibam should be Deich of the Lais Asay. However, says Rava, you're wrong. An Amana from Erisin has an Asay. There is an Isin Asay. Dechsib, because there's the general Asay that said to Kehanim, it says Kedoshim Yu Lelokayam. It says that they have an Achiv Asay to be Kadosh, to keep their halachos. And Mamela, there is an Asay even by an Amanah and Erisin. So that's why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Miyabim any sort of Amanah, even an Amanah from Erisin. However, ask the Gemara, that would work to explain our Mishnah when it comes to the Isser of Amanah L'Kohen Gadol. You're telling me that every Kohen Gadol, every time, is also an Asay together with the Lais Asay. But the Mishnah clearly spoke about other cases that are just Lais Asay Gredos. Mamzeris v'nesinu ma'ik l'meimar. There is no Asay when it comes to the Isser of a Mamzer marrying a Jew. There's no Isser Asay in the Torah when it comes to a Nasin marrying a Jew. If so, if there's no Asay, so by those cases, why does the Mishnah say that they have to do Chalitza? Why can't they do Yibam? In a Chanami, you answered our original question. You answered why it is that a kain gadol is not allowed to be an amana, even an amana from Erisin. However, your teret is going to make it that we still have to come up with a new teret for what's the pshat by Mamzeris v'nesina. L'chayri, there's no asay. If there's no asay, so then Yibam should be doicha, the lais asay. Yibam, we should allow them to do Yibam. And the Mishnah says in the whole category of Isser Kedusha that they have to do Chalitza, not Yibam. Why can't they do Yibam? So says the Gemara, because there also there is an asay. Because Ksiv, there's a general Isser asay that it says to all of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says the Hiskadish them. It says the Hiskadish them that you have to be holy and you have to keep all the mitzvahs. So therefore, really every Isser in the Torah is really an asay, and therefore there is an asay from Amzeris and Nesina. Well, ask the Gemara, Yachi, if so, so then kol haturah kula nami asay v'leis asayhu, dechsev v'yiskadish them. If so, then you're making it that really every single leis asay in the Torah is also an asay. So you're never going to have asay deicha leis asay, because every single leis asay in the Torah is really a leis asay v'asay. So really we're stuck. So this Torah is not going to work. Clearly, you can't use v'yiskadish them to tell me that every leis asay, that the Isser, Mamzeris, and Nesina have an asay. So we're still stuck. We're still stuck understanding the Mishnah. What's the pshat when it comes to Isser Kedusha that we don't allow them to do Yibam L'chayr if it's just a Lais Asay? So we should say that Yibam should be Daicha, the Lais Asay. So Ela Amar Rava. Rava says again, going back to the original question, going back to Amana L'Kohen Gadol. Why is it that the Mishnah does not allow a Kohen Gadol to be Miyabim in Amana, even an Amana from Erisin? Why don't we say that the Asay of Yibam is Daicha, the Lais Asay of Amana L'Yikach? So says the Gemara, Elamai Rava, it's a Gzeira Almana Mina Erisin, Atu Almana Mina Nisuin. This is the third attempt. It's a Gzeira of Almana Mina Erisin, Atu Almana Mina Nisuin. In a Chanami, Be'etzem, you're right. Be'etzem, it's Mutter. Be'etzem, we would say that Asay of Yibam is Deichet Elois Asay of Almana Lo Yikach. The reason why the Mishnah does not allow them to do Yibam is a Gzeira. It's because if we allow them to do Yibam, if we would allow a Kohen Gadol to be Miyabim, and Almana Mina Erisin, he might end up also being Miyabim in Almana Mina Nisuin, and that's totally Aser, because there's actually an Asay together with the Lais Asay. So Chazal Regeizer that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Miyabim in Almana Mina Erisin, up to a case of Almana Mina Nisuin. Okay, fine. So that explains Amana L'Kohen Gadol, but ask the Gemara, again, Mamzeres U'Nesina, Mayik L'Meimar. But how are you going to explain Mamzeres U'Nesina? There's no Isra Asay. It's just a Lais Asay, let's say, at least by Mamzeres. And if so, that Yibam should be Deicha the Isra. Why does the Mishnah say that by Isra Kedusha, and amongst those examples was Mamzeres U'Nesina, why does the Mishnah say that they have to do Chalitza and that they can't do Yibam? Why can't they do Yibam? Mayik L'Meimar. So says the Gemara, there also there's a Gzeira. It's a Gzeira b'makay mitzvah, atu shaloi b'makay mitzvah. Chazal made a Gzeira that a person is not allowed to be miyabim, a mamzeres and a nesina, even though really, when it comes to klali apsak, we should say that it should be mutter, because yibam should be daicha the lais asay, and really it should be mutter, but Chazal made a Gzeira, they didn't want them to do yibam, because then maybe a person's gonna not realize, he might think that in general, a mamzeres is mutter, a nesina is mutter, and even shalai b'makay mitzvah, even shalai b'makay yibam, he might end up marrying a mamzeres and a nesina. So therefore they made a gzeira of b'makay mitzvah atu shaloi b'makay mitzvah. However, as the Gemara, if you're making such gzeiras, so then why are you stopping there? Elamei ata, eishes achiv me'aviv, when it comes to a regular case of yibam, eishes achiv me'aviv, the standard case of yibam, leitis yabim, you should say that there's no mitzvah, that they're not allowed to do yibam, you should say that they have to do chalitza. By every case of yibam, you should say that they're not allowed to do yibam, gzeira mishum eishes achiv me'imai, and make the gzeira that if we're going to allow him to be with eishes achiv me'aviv, if we're going to allow him to be with his sister-in-law from his brother, from his father, he might end up being with his sister-in-law who's married to his brother from his mother. And there is no mitzvah of Yibam. So why don't we make such a gzeira? Once you're making the types of gzeiras that you're making, so then we should have made a gzeira here as well. So says the Gemara that Yibam benachla talo rachmana. That nobody would make a mistake, because everybody knows that Yibam is talo yenachla, and therefore made a yediyah. Everybody knows that there's no Yibam by Eishes Achiv Me'imai. There's no need to even make a gzeira. That's so pashat. I'm zaris v'nesina shalei b'makay mitzvah. People might make a mistake when it comes to amana mena nesuin. People might make a mistake, but when it comes to Eishes Achiv, who doesn't know this? That Yibam's only by a brother from a father. It's not by a brother from a mother. The pella, that's what Chazal said. That's something that's so yidua, that Yibam is only by a brother from a father and not by a brother from a mother. That's so pashut, there was no need to even make a gzeira. Okay, fine. But that's the Gemara. There's another gzeira Chazal should have made. Isha she'in labanim leitis yabim. They should have said that even a regular case of Yibam, where the woman doesn't have children, they should have said that it's aser to do Yibam in every case, because gzeira misham isha she'esh labanim. A person might get the mistake and think that any time his brother dies, and now he has a mitzvah to be miyabim his wife, even though they had children together. So why don't we make a gzeira of ein labanim unto a case of yesh labanim? To which the Gemara says, and here it's definitely more understandable, that no, that bebanim tala rachmana, it made the idea that everybody knows Yibam is tali and whether or not the brother had children, and therefore everybody knows there's no need, a person's not going to get that confused. He's not going to think that just because Yibam is mutter, that it's also mutter in the case of an isha sheish labanim. However, ask the Gemara, that Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai Leitis Yabim, but every case of Yibam, which is by a case of Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai, where they're alive at the same time, we should always make Yibam Aser, Gzeira Misham Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai. Up to a case of Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai, if you allow Yibam, a person might think that there's also a Chiyav Yibam by Eishes Achiv Shahaya Ba'ilamai. So says the Gemara, no, nobody would make that mistake, because everybody knows, b'yeshiva tala rachmana. Everybody knows it's ki yeshvu achim yachtav, it's tali and yeshiva, they have to live together in the same world, and therefore made the idea, they're gonna know, they're not gonna make this mistake. However, ask the Gemara, that still, kol hanashim leitis yabim, gzeira misham ailanus. We should always just say that there's no yibam, because every woman should be aser, a gzeira, atu and ilanus. Because if you allow yibam, so people might think that even if the woman's an ilanus, that there's still a mitzvah of yibam. How many people know that an ilanus doesn't have yibam? That's not lehedin the pasuk. It's true. We learn it out from a drasha that there's no yibam by an ilanus. It's true. We do the darshan from the Torah, but that's not something that's yedua. That's not something that everybody knows. So the chayra chazal should have made a gzeira that you're never allowed to be miyabim the yavama, because up to a case where maybe in the case where she's an ilanus. So the Gemara says that ain't a chanami, but says the Gemara that's a shchicha. The reason why they did not make a gzeira atu an ilanus is because that's not something that's common anyways, so we don't need to make a gzeira atu an ilanus. We'll ask the Gemara, mamzeris and nesina nami lo shchicha. Mamzeris and nesina are also not very common. How many nesinim do you know? And even mamzeris, the Gemara says, that's not considered shchiach. And since that's not considered shchiach, so there also, we should not make a gzeira. There's no need to make a gzeira. Atu mamzeris v'nesina shaloi b'makai mitzvah. It's something that's not shchiach. It's not common. And so just like you don't make a gzeira atu ilanus, you should not make a gzeira atu mamzeris v'nesina. If there's no gzeira, so then it should be mutter for them to do yibam. And the Mishnah says otherwise. So we're still with no pshat. So Ella Marava, final pshat. Ella Marava, I'll tell you the pshat. Says Rava that the reason why a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be miyavim in almanim and erisin, the reason is gzeira biyarishayna atu biyashnia. You're right. Technically speaking, asay is daichalais asay, and it should be mutter for him to be miyavim the almanah. However, the heter is only going to be that actual maisa of yiba. It's only going to be the first bia. Once they have the bia rishayna, now there's no more mitzvahs yibam anymore. The isra of amanu lo yikach never leaves. That isra remains. Every time they're together, there's an isra of amanu lo yikach that he's not allowed to be with her. So it's true. It's true. Else the marriage itself, the first night in a chanami, you'll have the seyde chalei sase. You'll have yibam being daicha, the isra of amanu lo yikach. But then afterwards, it's going to be aser. Now, people aren't necessarily going to realize that. So therefore, Chazal made a gzeira. They said that even though there's just a leis asay, and technically speaking, you have an asay that should be deicha the leis asay, they made a gzeira that an amana is not allowed to be miyabim, and amana, that a kain gadol is not allowed to be miyabim, and amana min erisin, a gzeira on that bia rishayna where you have asay docha leis asay, atu the bia shnia where you don't have the asay of yibam, and you just have the leis asay of amana lo yikach. And says the Gemara, the Tanina Mihachi, we learned in the Braisa like this as well, that in Baal Lukanu, the Braisa says that Lamaisa, if they did Bia, the Isser Kedusha, Lamaisa, if they did Bia, the Maisa, it works, the Gibam works, but Bia Rishayna, and that's only true about the Bia Rishayna, however, Va'aser Lekaima, but Bia Shnia. But then Lamaisa, he has to get rid of her, he's not allowed to stay with her. So you see, the Braisa really seems to be alluding to this point, that the reason why it's Bidiyevit, the reason why we don't Lechatchila allow them to be together, is because the Braisa mentions, because there's an Isser Lekaima, but Bia Shnia. Is because he's going to have to get rid of her right afterwards. So that it seems like the Brice is suggesting that that's really the reason why even why lechatchila we don't really want them doing this. But the Avid Lamaisa, the Yibam would work, because it's not like there's an Isser Daraisa. Midaraisa, she does fall to Yibam. And Midaraisa, you have a Seyda Chalaisa say. And Midaraisa, it's mutter to do the Yibam, and then he'll have to divorce her. However, Midarabana, they made it Aser Atu the Biashnia. Hadar Amar Rav. So that's going to be the Gemara's final teretz. The Gemara thinks at first not like that. Hadar Amar Rav. Rav at first thinks to say Vitamer Rav Ashi that Lav Milsa Hu Da'Amri. He Da'Amri. That really what I said is not true. Really what I said is not true. Really we don't need to come on to a whole teretz. The whole question was Kushya Mei Karalasa. The whole question from the beginning was not really a kasha. What was the kasha? We wanted to know that a Kohen Gadol should be allowed to be miyabim amanam and erisin, because we should say that the asay of yibam should be daicha the israelis asay of amanu lo yikach. Says the Gemara, it's not true. The Amar Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish said kol makom sha'ata maitzei asay v'leis asay. Anytime you have an asay and a leis asay, and they're going head to head, the halacha is that imata yachol lekayim shneihem mutav. If you could keep the leis asay and also figure out a different way to be mekayim the asay without having to compromise on either one of them, so then the halacha is great. So do it like that. Be mekayim both of them. Said Reish Lakish, the only time you say that an asay is doicha leisase is only if you can't be mekayim shneihem. But if you could be mekayim shneihem, so then be mekayim shneihem, matayvu manayim. So says Rava, says Rav Ashi, that hachanami, in our case also, this kushya mekaralasa, you ask that the kohen gadol should be allowed to be miyabim the amanum and erisin because it's only a leisase. It's not true, because efshar b'chalitza, so the mekayim asay v'leisase. You could just do chalitza, and like that, you're mekayim both. You're being mekayim amanu leikach, and you're also being mekayim the mitzvah zaseh of yibum and chalitza. So there's no reason to compromise on the leisaseh of amanu leikach. So there was never a kasha. You asked the kohen gadol should be allowed to be miyabim the amanu and erisin. Asay is docha leisaseh. Says Rav Ashi, there is no such klal of asay docha leisaseh when it's efshar lekayim shneihem, like in this type of case. However, says the Gemara, if so, it's going to come out that even midareisa, they're not allowed to do yibum. And meisrei, the kasha on that is that it says in ba'alukanu, it says in the braisa that we quoted before, that lamaisa, the yibum works b'diyavet. So that's a tiyufta on this whole pshad of Rava, Ravashi, potentially Reish Lakish. You see lahedya, that if they do yibum, it works, so obviously it does fit into the klalim of aseid al-chaleisase, that we do allow them, be'etzem midaraisa, we would allow them to do yibum. So what's the pshat the Mishnah says to do chalitza? So that's like the teretz that we had from Rava before, that it's a gzeira b'yarishayna, atu b'yashniya. Just a few more lines. Says the Gemara Itmar. Says the Gemara, bias kayin gadol ba'almana. When it comes to the bia between a kayin gadol and an almana, so Rabbi Yechdom and Rabbi Lazar, they have a machlekes. Chad amar inoy peteres tzarasa. One of them says that if the kayin gadol is miyabim the almana, so it's not going to patter the tzara. V'chad amar peteres tzarasa. Whereas the other one says that it does patter the tzara. Machlekes, if a kayin gadol is, he's not supposed to be miyabim the almana. Let's say he's miyabim the almana. She was nisalma from a previous marriage. So let's say the kohen gadol was miyabim her. Machlokes, does that patter the tzara? So now, be'amana minanasua and kuliyam muloi pligi deloi patra. Everybody agrees when it comes to an amana from Nisuin that yibum is completely meaningless. It's a ma'isus nos ba'alma because the ain asay dechaleis asay v'asay because there is no mitzvah yibum in such a case. Because being that she's an amana from Nisuin, she has a leis asay and an asay, the kohen gadol is totally asur to her. It's a asay and a leis asay. Yibum's not deiche. Mamela, of course, that yibum is not going to pass to the tzara. Ki pligi ba'amana mina erisin. Their machlaikas is with regards to an amana from erisin. Man da amar Teres, the man Amar who says that it does patter is because the Maisa asi asay v'dachi es leis asay because the Maisa the asay of yibam could be daicha the isra leis asay of amanu leikach. Uman da amar inay pei teres, whereas the man Amar who says that it doesn't patter the tzara, it's because he holds that the klal of asay dachi leis asay doesn't apply over here because le asi asay v'dachi es leis asay. He says that we don't apply asay dachi leis asay kaven de efshar b'chalitza because of that klal. It's efshar l'kayim shneihem. You're able to do chalitza. Memela, we're not going to apply over here asay dachi leis asay. Now ask the Gemara the question that we asked before. Meisve asked the Gemara v'im ba lukano l'maisa. It says that even works. And that was true even it said it stopped even by an almana and an erisin. So tifta, so that refutes this other shita. That refutes the shita who says that it does not patter the tzara. That refutes the shita who says that we do not apply asay dechaleis asay by almana l'kain gadol. It's not true. Obviously, you see that we do apply asay dechaleis asay. It might be aser al tzegzeira be a rishayna to be a shnia. But lamaisa, you see in ba'alukanu, you see that lamaisa it works at least b'diavet. Says the Gemara now, and we'll conclude with this, that lema tihavi nami tifted the Reish Lakish. Luchaira, this halacha shows you not like Reish Lakish's klal. If Reish Lakish's klal was true, then every time it's efshar l'kayim shneihem, we don't apply asay dechaleis asay. So how could it be that we apply asay dechaleis asay by kayin gadol, by almana l'kayin gadol? Says the Gemara, no, that doesn't necessarily show us that Reish Lakish's klal is not true, because Amar Lach Reish Lakish could tell you, ki amina ana hichi de mekayim a mitzvah. It's only when you're being mekayim the mitzvah, when you're being mekayim the asay, so then you're being mekayim shneihem, that's when I say that asay dechaleis asay doesn't apply. Aval hachaba over here, how are you going to be mekayim shneihem, so to speak, is by doing chalitza. Says Reish Lakish, that's not called being mekayim shneihem. Chalitza b'makam yibam lav mitzvah hi. That's just getting out of it. Doing chalitza when you really have yibam on the table, that's not even called doing a mitzvah. Chalitza might be a way out, but it's not called being mekayim. Chayim Shnehem. Mamela Asei Derech HaLeisa Asei does apply over here, because it's true, you can get out of it, but you're not going to be Mekayim Shnehem. And Mamela Asei, even Reish Lakish, who says that when it's Efshel L'Kayim Shnehem, you don't say Asei Derech HaLeisa Asei, even Reish Lakish would agree that by Amana L'Kayim Gadol, you do apply Asei Derech HaLeisa Asei, hence the halacha that in Baal Lukanu, and this is not a kasha on Reish Lakish's Yisayid.